Hello and welcome to the Riverside City Podcast. My name is Paul. I'm your Game Master today. With me, I have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Howdy.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Yup.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Alright, guys, so what do we got for our recap from last time?
There was a...
So, seeing as I was the person who took notes...
There you go.
So, Damon and Bedlam split up after the impart... After leaving the Arcology, Damon went to the library to use his secret library card to identify more information about Calamity and Confluence. Meanwhile, Bedlam went to go get his updated body cam. Meanwhile, Weasel also got his bike upgraded to be made from nanomachines, son. While Natalie's character, Bright Force, went back home and had a confrontation with her parents. When she returned, her mother threatened to send her to military school. And upon hearing this, she glitter bombed herself out of the situation and fled, and Weasel came to pick her up. After getting picked up, she met up with... During that escape, though, she managed to hurt her father and sent him to the hospital. Upon going to get emancipated, Bright Force found out that her father was getting divorced from her mother and visited her father in the hospital, where we left things off. Did I miss anything? Or is that pretty good?
No, that shit was on point.
That was actually perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Take inspiration for taking actually good notes. I was going to give you shit if you didn't. If they sucked.
All right.
But you did great.
Hold on.
Let's open back up into the hospital room with Luna and her father, Roger Mooney. So he says, "All right, Luna Bell, are you leaving the family or are you going to stay with us? Particularly me and your brothers. I already have an apartment in town. It's not really near where you go to school right now, but
right. It
is far away from your mother, and I don't think she knows where it is.
I don't even know if I can go to school, because wouldn't she know when my schedule is?"
He says, "You know what? How about this?" He writes down the address on a piece of paper and hands it to you.
And then she takes it.
"It is the same address that your mom is trying to get you to go to."
And then she she's like, "That's interesting. I've seen this address before."
"Really? I haven't put it anywhere. I made sure it's all paid and, you know, out of my retirement fund, so your mother doesn't see the money leaving the account."
"Did you text me earlier? Do you remember you were texting me earlier?"
"I didn't wake up till like a minute before you arrived."
And she's like, "Well, I think someone got your phone and was texting me, and it's this address."
"No way."
"Yes way." And she pulls it out.
"Well, maybe your mother does know where that apartment is. Well, hopefully she hasn't done too much damage."
Weasel will pipe up in your head, "Do you want someone to check it out?"
"Would you like someone to go check it out? Like, maybe a super or a cape?"
"I mean, I don't really have any capes on, you know, on the team."
I know.
"They're not necessarily so,
I know capes.
Beloved by my people."
"Yeah.
But you're saying you know one who could go check it out?"
"Yeah."
"You know three."
"I'm not going to say I know three." "I'm being very cautious. I'm trying to use my words carefully."
"Like a good charismatic character."
I'm gonna roll insight on you.
"Me?
Would you like to roll deception to try and hint that you don't have a squad of supers?"
"No,
you can call?"
"I know." "Wait, a super."
"He knows who she is."
"Oh, she knows who you are." He says, "Oh, so you're going to send your team?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah, I noticed the sort of, you know, it's pretty easy to figure out when you see someone on the news fighting with a giant greatsword who's about the same height as you and looks like you."
"I told you need to get those heels."
"Nine!"
I told you you need to get the heels.
Shush!
As you're having an argument in your head.
Yeah.
This power is fun.
My dad just sees smoke start coming out of my ears. Like too much can't compute.
All right, so he says, I mean, if you'd like to send your team to go look at it, that's fine. He says, I'll give him the passcode to get into the building is your birthday. My passcode to get into the building, you know, is your birthday.
Can I roll insight on him?
Sure.
To see if he's being... Because I'm worried. Okay. Insight. Well, shit. So 4 plus 0 is 4.
Dude seems on the level.
Yeah. It's your dad. He can't lie to you. It's your dad. Natalie has a question. Emancipation.
You can't undo it.
You can't undo it. I'm out of the family completely.
Legally. You essentially become the head of your own household.
Yeah. She's so close with her brothers, though. I don't see her...
Then don't do it.
...doing it until it's kind of, like, last minute. Because right now she's kind of okay, because her dad's making her feel safe, at least. But
what you can do is you can have him get everything done except the final paperwork.
Okay. When is her birthday? Because you might just only have to wait a couple months.
That's true.
She's 16 or 17?
17.
Did you ever decide her birthday?
No.
That's also why I was asking for the purpose of this.
Roll a d12!
And then a d30. Wait, I have one.
So do I. Not here, but...
3 if it's 12.
December... I'm born on Christmas!
Okay. He might not want to do that for the passcode.
He really wouldn't want to do that for the passcode.
Yeah, right. It's your brother's birthday. Sorry.
Oh.
I tried yours. They said it was the most second most common password.
July 12th.
Is that your birthday or hers? No, I like that being hers being Christmas. She's a Christmas baby.
Yep. But which brother? She's got two.
Anthony, older brother.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Well, which one does he like better?
The bear. He likes the bear better, apparently.
Not the dog? Not the other doggo?
He's too quiet, that one.
Charlie?
What about Tucker?
Charlie?
When's Tucker's birthday?
Oh, jeez Louise.
Oh, hey, do you guys each want to roll to see what your birthday is for fun? Or did you already establish birthdays?
I may have established one.
The dog's birthday is... February 2nd.
For Charlie or for Tucker?
For the dog. Tucker.
Okay.
And then for Charlie is July 15th.
Write it down, girl.
Wait, there's two in... Your brothers are both July.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon.
I already pre-picked out for July
4th. Oh, that's suspicious.
Hmm?
I already pre-picked out July 4th for this conversation.
Just so...
Damn it.
It's my half birthday.
Got it.
Weird that my brothers were both born in the same month, right?
No.
Not necessarily. It just means your parents celebrated a specific event the same way. Just, you know, a couple years.
Anthony's was... I forget now.
2-2.
No.
That's the dog. Tucker. Oh. July 12th and July 15th.
July 12th, and then...
Find 10 months before July. Cinco de Mayo.
Other way.
2 months before. It's 12 months after. It's 10 months after. After. July, June, May.
Okay. They were born in July, so go 10 months backwards, so 2 months forward.
Oh, well, we're moving
August,
on.
August, September, October, November, December.
Can we
January,
not
February, March, April,
think
May.
About it, please? What are you now figuring out?
God damn it. No, I rolled January, so I'll go with January 1st, the biggest boom day of the year.
There you go.
Makes sense.
You know, July 4th is the biggest boom day.
I was going to say that, but somebody already decided on that one.
Why can't you both have the same birthday?
Why not March 1st? Because March comes in like a lion, and lions are roaring like an explosive.
Hey, the biggest explosive holiday in, like, this world is March 15th.
Yeah.
The Ides of March tragedy.
I was avoiding that. Then again, Rico doesn't really know his birthday because he was with his mom, and then she disappeared, leaving him with Grandpa, so Grandpa had to figure out,
We'll guess this day.
We'll go with that, so...
Well, if he took you to a doctor...
Is there anyone in our party that has a normal family?
No.
What's a normal family?
What? Yeah.
Normal families don't make for good storytelling.
Are those other pegs you do in the game of life? That's what it is.
In any case...
I mean, technically, Bright Force had a normal family until, like, 2 minutes ago. So... your dad says, you know what? You should go with your team. Don't leave them alone. They need their muscle. And he smiles.
All right.
Be careful. Your mom's one, right bitch when she's mad.
Oh, I know. If you ever want to know what's up, you can probably ask Allison. I'm kind of gonna lay low for a while.
Who is your team working with so that I can just ask them? Because as your father now, they'll have to tell me. I have no idea.
And then I'm thinking to Weasel, I'm like, do I tell him?
Do you trust him?
I don't know.
No, you trust your dad to never do something to hurt you.
Yeah.
Then tell him.
Okay.
You trust him. You tell him.
Yeah.
Family is important to Rico.
Very.
Yes.
He's almost died for family. Well, your grandpa's almost died for family a bunch of times.
Do you know Nine?
A woman who called herself that, even introduced herself.
I figured she was her.
Okay.
And
I thought it was weird. She gave me her card. Maybe it's not as weird as I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, I appreciate your candor and... You can be honest with me. He says, my political stance is not me. It isn't who I am.
It's messing with what I do, your daughter.
And it isn't necessarily how I'm going to stay. I've had a bit of a change of heart since I saw you out saving people. Also, he wags his doggy ears at you and he says, recent events have made me reconsider my stance on supers. Especially capes. And seeing you out there didn't hurt.
Yeah.
I like him.
I just hear that. I'm just like...
Stay safe out there. And remember, I'm always in your corner. Go get him, Luna Bell.
Hell yeah. And then it's like that, you know, in High School Musical, where Troy's just like, yeah, it's that from High School Musical 3. All right, let's move on.
You guys make it, you know, it is actually it's an apartment not too far from Damon's place, but Damon probably wouldn't tell you guys that.
Correct.
It's like three buildings over. It's in a slightly nicer part of the stacks. It looks like it is the penthouse of that building.
We're going to stop a ways away and try and get, Luna disguised.
Yeah, caped up.
Either caped up or in a different... You know, also, not looking like Luna.
You can also just cape up. But,
yes, you know, I know, but I'm saying if you want to approach it not as a cape, we can look and try and disguise you.
She's going to have a Mulan moment and then cuts her hair with her sword.
We're going to make you a man.
Yeah, short hair now. Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool. Can I do that?
With a greatsword? That's a dangerous thing, but yeah, you did it.
No, she would have something. Someone would have something. We cut her hair, though.
Damon would have a dagger.
There you go.
We'll send you a message saying where we're going, but
She cuts her hair. We're going to do that.
Does she have really long hair before?
Yeah.
So now she's down to like a bob or shorter.
Shorter than my, you know my summer cut?
Yeah.
That.
Okay, so she went from like full, like 3 foot long hair to
like
a pixie cut.
Like to the middle of her back to, you know it. Just show.
To second season glimmer, got it.
Got it. Much shorter though, but yeah, you know, Paul knows my summer haircut is very short, so.
So, we now have a new Bright Force, a new a reduced drag Bright Force.
Oh, do you do that cool thing, you know how in like spy movies where they're like changing their disguise, you know how like they'll like flip off their jacket and then kind of like toss it to the side and they're still walking? So she's doing that, but now she's got like a biker jacket and she has the short hair and she looks really cool. And then she fumbles and trips over something and she's like, shit, shit, shit.
You just went through wardrobe up in the super floor.
Oh my like, gosh,
yes. They're like, yep, all right, take what you want. Yep, yep,
yes,
yep.
Yes, 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 go, go, go.
We'll make it match your, you'll find one that matches your costume.
Yeah, you come out with like a...
You got like this white bedazzled bike leather jacket.
With metal studs on my shoulder.
No, pink, like, you know, like the...
Yeah, it's a white and pink, leather coat with silver studs on the shoulders.
No, that looks ugly. It's just white and pink.
I think the studs would look good.
No.
No.
Wait, what kind of studs are you thinking? I would be willing to put them on the back if they're I'm thinking.
Like the diamond studs, not like the spikes.
No spike. Okay, yeah, I would put that in the back then.
Like along the, across the top, yeah.
You sure you don't want it bedazzled?
No bedazzling, please.
Bedazzle's a brand. Okay.
So now we have a slightly cooler looking Bright Force.
All right, moving on. So you guys make your way from the Alano Arcology in the southeastern portion of the city around to the closer to the water, but pretty much due west of the city. Maybe a little bit south. But, like, if you're looking at it, and it, like, it's a graph, and you've got, plus 10, minus 10, inverse x and y axes, it's like a -3, -3, which is left and down. people who know math, that should make sense.
Mm-hmm. In my mind, you just hear the dial-up tone.
Beep. Do I need to draw it, or...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Biga Circle of City.
Yeah.
Lake in middle.
Uh-huh.
Currently, you are down in the bottom right section.
Oh, I got that!
And then you go to the bottom right section, but uh-huh. More towards the middle.
Okay, got it.
Beep. There's your math. Or you're just at -3, -3 on a fucking, universal positioning.
In any case.
Moving on.
You're online.
So you make your way towards the it's a pretty nice apartment building. Nothing like extravagant, no. But
I figure I don't know if Damon's going to be showing up or if he's still doing the research.
He would have just finished up.
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't mean either.
I figure we try and stealth in. It's going to be difficult though.
It do be difficult sometimes.
I'm gonna try.
Hey, do you remember the upgrade to her power set though?
Prestidigitation?
No, that first level ability. Disadvantage to see her with perception in bright light.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the day.
Okay.
So it's gonna negate your disadvantage.
Cool.
So now I'm rolling regular.
At -1, yeah.
Oh shit.
So, yeah, we should be careful because it didn't sound like your dad sent that. He didn't say that he sent that, and I'm setting up the mind link to all five of us.
He specifically said he didn't send that.
And then I also say, like, I give
does
everyone
he have
a
phone?
Does my dad have a phone?
It's missing.
Oh.
Yeah, so how are we going to reach him?
He's still in the arcology. Oh.
He's still in the hospital. Weasel.
I mean, I get that. Do we have a direct line?
Nine knows.
Okay.
And he knows nine.
I know he knows nine, but we don't always get a hold of her.
But we can contact the archaeology.
You get a text from a number. It says, "Hey, this is Dad. Nine brought me a phone."
Never mind, we're good.
Send him a text message. Only asking him a question only he would know the answer to. Not what your mom would
know. No, he just said nine. Her mom wouldn't know nine.
Would she?
No.
She'll. Well, you know what? Either way, she'll send. Okay, just to be safe. Which ankle, or no, which knee, no, which leg did I break in the fourth grade?
You didn't. You broke your brother's leg.
Correct.
Not yours.
And then she goes, which brother?
Anthony.
Correct.
That sounds so familiar, Mike.
In three places.
Ouch.
Heck yeah, I did.
And that's when he stopped wrestling with you.
He knows not to mess with me.
He's a bear now. He might try again.
He might try again.
All right. So we're going to try and stealth in.
Roll me stealthy boys.
The bones. You tend to see.
Roll them bones.
Yay.
You bastard.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 2 plus 8 is 10.
You can't roll the d30.
I'm not rolling the D30. I was going to roll here.
Is that the one that I gave you?
No.
Because I thought I had...
I've got a yellow one you gave me, I think.
Okay.
No, I think maybe. No, this was a set I got off Wish. It had 1 through 30. It was very...
Holy crap, we tied.
Oh.
10?
Yeah.
11. I rolled a 4 plus 7.
She rolled an 11.
How you doing, Bedlam? What's 10. Your stealth?
Oh, stealth.
He's writing.
Been a while since I've rolled, so let's see.
Are you typing a fucking blog post while we do this, or what?
He writes really good notes. Don't tell him to not.
Are you? Oh no. Is it? Are you taking notes, or are you doing something else?
I guess I'll just stop typing notes.
No.
I rolled. I can do math. Come on. Well, it's in Discord. I got a total of 21.
So he's ahead of the rest of us, and we're just like, well, fuck.
Is your back hurting because you're carrying this team now?
Where did Bedlam go?
Where did he go?
Yeah, I got a 13 plus 8. Okay, there we go. 13 plus 8.
Ooh, math. All right, so the rest of the crew is not nearly as stealthy as you are. It sounds like they're clanking pots and pans together.
I got an 11. That's
I just stop
better.
And look back at them.
Yeah, by 1, then they're 10.
Hey, Bedlam stops, looks back at the rest of us, posers.
I'm twice a I'm going ahead of the party at my normal their normal walking speed.
Okay, so
I feel like we're gonna be stopped at the door.
You've got the pin to get in.
All right. Ding 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 ding.
Beam. Door opens.
Is it a lobby?
I think we should have. The more perceptive ones take a look for
investigation.
Her mom. I kind of send a description, and I let you guys know kind of what she looks like.
You can roll perception or investigation. And
we have to get into the apartment first.
Correct. But I'm just saying.
Saying while we're going in, by the entrance. We should probably make sure she's not following or checking out the.
I specifically...
This is rogue mind.
This is just for... Math is hard. Give me 1 second. Mike, I forgot your name for a second.
It's not just me tonight. It's good.
No, I forgot Mike's fucking name for a second. That's where I'm at.
No, you've done that twice now.
It's been... My brain is so fucked right now. I need you to roll me a wisdom check. I'm sorry. Roll under your wisdom. And tell me by how much you succeed or fail by.
Fuck.
Is that a 20?
Yes.
Nothing happens. You're good.
You still want the investigation and perception?
Yes, please.
Plus 8.
I got a 21.
I found it.
14.
There you go.
For a 14 plus 7.
Okay, so I got
6 plus 8 is 14.
Is that investigation?
Investigation.
Okay, so I got perception investigation.
I wasted a nat 20 on a fail.
I know, right? Like, isn't that the worst?
You all can't see it, but I'm glaring at Paul.
I don't understand. Make rolling me waste under. A nat 20. So, I don't like that.
It's an old roll.
I don't like that. I think you should be rolling above your wisdom.
Yeah, but that gets less and less easy.
The more wise you are, the harder that wisdom roll would be then.
No, true. It could be inverse, though.
Yeah.
After a wisdom point.
Score.
But then there's math, and to roll under is easy.
I get that, but you want to roll good.
It makes a sad number sometimes. Yeah. Think of it like champions. You're just trying to roll a three.
No, I don't like that. Sometimes I have to roll high. Sometimes I want to roll low. My dice don't have that switcheroo like that. Jeez.
It's only damage you need to roll high in champs.
We all roll. If we set it so we all roll high, it's just the inverse. So fine. I have a 12.
Fine. You beat it by 8. That description of her mom is eerily familiar.
Oh. Wait a minute. I really don't like what I'm thinking.
Do I hear that?
Yeah.
What's up?
Mike doesn't like what he's thinking either. Paul, this is a question for you because this is where my mind is going. Are we related?
What's your mom's first name?
Say it together on three.
Three, oh, two, God, no. One.
Maria. Oh, my God!
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Oh shit! No!
Would I have heard anything about, while I was picking her up? Because I have that advantage for detecting explosions.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit!
Alyssa?
I'm gonna do something. I have a reveal now because I've been waiting for 10 episodes to tell you this. And Rob, to figured his credit, it out. Figured this out. Did we talk about it or did you figure it out immediately?
It was kind of both.
Because you picked up that their names were both Maria and I laughed.
Yeah.
While they were in the bathroom and he figured it out. Maria happens to be both Bright Force and Weasel's mother.
Well,
and you wonder where she was.
And you've been wondering where she was.
Well, I thought she was dead.
No. I didn't know I had another brother! And then I hug him.
I don't like this.
Make him athletics or acrobatics to escape?
Can I roll to see if I'm squeezing too hard?
Roll athletics.
Roll it. Oh, shit, where's my phone? No, there it is. Oh, my God. She would be excited for this. Oh, God.
Yep, I get squished.
18 plus 8.
No, that means you nailed the roll.
So oh, okay.
You are exactly as hard as you wanted it to be.
Okay, it's not too hard. I'm not going to hurt you.
Now, Natalie, what's that comment earlier about Mike not knowing his father?
Oh no!
That's a joke.
No!
I did not discuss
you look
this.
Nothing
at
like him. Okay. Literally nothing.
Oh my God!
I feel like I look more like El Combustion than
you do.
Yeah. Okay.
And which is why when he everyone treated him like your dad, no one questioned it. You look just like him.
It's one of those latent genetic things. His genes were dominant.
They were like, motherfucker, I'm so huge, but you're much more. But you're small like your mom.
I'm lean.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. Maria, fuck. Boom St. Mooney.
Fuck.
Yep.
That'll work.
Perfect. There you go.
Is doing math now.
Uh-huh.
Wait, hold on. Wait, how old are you?
18 and 17.
How old are you?
18.
Okay, no. Never mind.
Irish twins.
And
not quite.
You would almost be with Anthony.
Your birthday is in
You would December almost be with Anthony, though.
You and Anthony are Irish
are
twins.
Are pretty close.
Yeah. You're very close.
Yeah.
Like, she had you.
And then
she got blasted out of the air. She got pregnant almost immediately afterwards. And then that's where Anthony came from. You came in at the end, you know.
The end of her existence is Boom Saint.
Okay.
And, you know, and her brother, it was like the December of that year. So you're in January, he's in December.
I thought she was December and he was
June. Of
the
next year. Whatever, July. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Though, we're all 2 years apart.
It's weird.
So he's 19.
Oh, yeah. Then he's older than me.
17, and then Charles is...
When we can 15. Re-age them now.
And yeah, we should re-age them now?
You know, so he is 8. Your brother is 18.
Okay.
He's, you know... But he's just barely turned 18. He graduated a little bit early because he was in school early.
Yeah.
That's why he's in college. We have retconned the ages because this has been planned for so long and I forgot to... I was like,
retcon those ages.
I'm just going to retcon the age to 19. Weasel's 19, not 18.
Done. Then we don't have to change anything. Yay!
Still January 1st, though.
Yeah, makes sense.
But I seriously wanted to tell you multiple times.
So Luna sends a text to that number, and it's just like, she's just like fumbling, and she's trying to type out like, Mom has explosion powers.
I don't like this.
I don't like this. I'm very nervous.
As Colin, me, my Rob and Colin are just smiling. You guys are like, I don't like it.
How?
I know what we're going up against now.
Yeah.
Our characters
fuck.
You were batting outside your weight class, boy.
As we're sneaking into the building.
Yeah.
That's why she wasn't affected by my...
I rolled. She only rolled like a 7, but it was enough with her pluses. She was like, I'm fucking fine. Actually, I think I rolled like a 10, but still.
So you know she's an actual cowl?
Like, multiple mass...
Yeah.
Not mass murder, but she's a bang... She's a killer.
What class would she be?
Explosive.
You'll have to find out.
Explosions. Okay. I'm very scared.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Well.
Are you okay?
I've been better.
Bro?
Let's... I don't think this is a good idea going in here anymore.
I don't think so either. Where... And then we look inside to check on... Damon and Bedlam, what are you guys doing?
You guys just sneaking ahead because they kind of stopped outside.
Why are they stopping?
Holy fuck. Stop, like, oh shit.
She doesn't know us two. We could easily get in there and she might not be able to recognize us because we're less known. We're apparently not her children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we are the sneakiest people here.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
We have to blow anything up anytime soon.
I think we're on par for stealth here.
Yeah, I think us two are just...
Bedlam, I think you and I are on par for stealth.
I'm only behind by one for now.
Wait, what floor is this building on?
The pent floor.
We're on the penthouse, so top floor.
Maybe top floor, so 25th floor?
Why would...
You're entering on the first. Well, you're entering on the ground floor.
I've just got this new power I want to try out. We don't have to try and sneak up the build up inside. Is that okay with you, or do you want to go up the traditional way?
Well, how does Misty Step work? Do I need to be able? I can teleport through stuff.
But you only have one of those per day.
I can then unlock the door from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I have one Misty Step per long.
Wait, list. Can you transform into something by any chance?
I can shift my shape a little bit.
Okay. Did you become lighter so I could carry you?
No.
Ah, shoot.
Yeah, technically he gains muscle mass and goes Super Saiyan.
Basically.
Okay.
You literally watch the muscles bulk up.
Except for I'm not strength-based.
Yeah.
I'm intelligence-based. The brain damage.
My brain feels damaged.
Knowing what we're going up against, I was going to suggest that we could try and, you know, boost our way to the top of the building, but I don't like that plan right now.
Is there a fire escape?
I think you guys should stay across the street while we investigate.
Yeah.
Because splitting the party has never failed before.
There's a cape shaft.
Okay.
Oh, there's a cape shaft.
Yeah, it's a 25. It's a taller than...
Taller than four stories.
Yeah.
Taller than average. Oh, sorry.
It's not as big as a normal one. It's only 10 foot across, but yeah. They argued their way down, even though...
Are there any traps in there?
No.
That I can see?
Not that you can see. No.
Not without a roll.
Okay.
Also, it's investigation to find traps. Your ass is fucked if you're trying to go...
It's a good thing I have a plus 8.
Oh, no. So, shaft or elevator approach? Damon, I'm fine either way.
We're going to wait across the street.
I can't fly, so...
Yeah.
Bright Force and I.
Yeah.
Elevator would probably be more of a trap, but...
What's across the street? Another building about the same height?
Yeah.
Go we'll wait at the top of that building. If there they need go. Us, we can jump over.
Okay.
So, I can just pick sit her here up, and wait kinda. In the lobby while they can position?
With her strength, she can jump it. It's only about 25 feet. As long as she gets a good running jump and rolls it halfway decent athletics, she can hop it.
Or...
From building to building.
Or what we were talking about the other day could happen.
Are we going in costume, or are we going to go...
Yes. Oh, yeah, that'd be very much like your brother.
Bedlam.
Hey, I can actually make you jump farther.
Costume or no?
Oh.
She's not worried about that.
Yeah.
I'm whatever you feel more comfortable with, I'm fine either way.
Now, there is a ladder in the cape shaft. It's not accessible without your badge, but you can climb the ladder.
Ladder it is.
Okay.
Then I will keep the mental communication going.
It's okay, we're going up the cape shaft. We should wait like 5 minutes while the Weasel and Bright Force get to the top of their building.
Yeah, you just take the elevator out.
Just in case.
I don't know which skill it will be to identify which window is the penthouse, but I'd say aim for that window.
Make an intelligence
check.
It's
the penthouse windows.
Yeah, it's the top floor. There's only one apartment up there.
Okay. Then maybe smash through that window on your jump through so you'll be on target.
Sounds good.
You're assuming it's not like bulletproof glass or anything like that.
Explosive expert.
Who the hell makes the 89th floor bulletproof?
Also.
As I raise my hand.
Yeah. Defense contractors.
Political figures.
Yeah. It's blast proof. We'll need a door.
Oh, hello. Bug.
Window there might be blast proof, but what about the surrounding wall?
Probably.
There it goes.
Just shine a light on it.
Does the penthouse have a balcony?
Yeah.
We can make that.
Balcony, yep.
We'll aim for the balcony.
I've broken through. Hasn't Bright Force punched through glass before like that?
Not glass, not bulletproof.
Oh, okay.
You broke the frame around it.
That's true.
All right, so plan is, I'm going to get this straight. The interior team is Bedlam and Damon. They're going up the cape shaft. One's taking this. One's running up it. The other one is taking the ladder.
He has the ability to run on walls now?
Yes, he does, because he took super speed.
Speed power set. Then we've got then we have the exterior team, which is heading up the building next door. They're going to take the elevator upstairs, then walk until they can get out of the roof through a door that their badge is open.
And CC is providing elevator music for us.
I love it, CC. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll be here all week.
I was just about to say that.
I'm here a week. It's a living.
Alright, so...
So you make your way up. You guys are prepped and ready. Bright Force is prepped like a sprinter about 15 foot from the edge with her arms behind her for some reason. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try something.
She would say that. I'm about to try something.
Alright. And then,
I'm getting ready to cast a spell.
Correct. What you doing?
stealthing our way up.
You've done so.
Then we're going through the door. Onto the floor, not directly into the penthouse, unless the cape thing goes directly into the
cape thing actually only goes to the floor below the penthouse. No, it would go up to like a service and door on the outside. It's like a very small, like 10x10 room at the top, like barely outside the cape shaft that has a key pass door. That your wristwatch, that your badges, which are built into your wrist things, beep open.
Alright. Ready? You want fresh stuff, bro? Yep.
Please.
Paul, if I might make a suggestion.
Yes?
I would say any cape shaft that leads to personal property, like, say, a private apartment, would also send an alert.
It will.
So.
But it's not going to her. Though it might go to his phone, which she has. But y'all didn't think of that when you went in.
Yeah.
You and I are on the same page.
Yeah, because, yep. Like, that would go sideways if, say, a cape wanted to...
Murder somebody.
Yeah, or rob or whatever.
Can I use technology skill to disable it?
No.
Alert that sounds.
You can't roll high enough, and you're not a technomancer. You also don't have... You didn't see...
Send a message to 9 to ask her to delay it? Since she knows that Bright Force's father is in the hospital, so she could either just call him, get his permission to override that.
You could, or just let him call yourself and have him disable it.
Phone. Yeah, or have him call the hotel company to say change numbers.
It's not a hotel.
Or
the
facility.
HOA type thing. Yeah.
Actually, you could try the birth date. Would that be an override code?
Wouldn't send a notification.
Yeah.
If you're right, which birthday is it? Or you can just text him and ask.
Anthony's.
I'll say, it's probably Anthony's, I'm going to be honest. Because
that's what he said.
That got you in the building.
Oh, for the door.
That's the only password he gave us, so.
I'll text him.
Yeah, text him to change the number on the account.
Yep.
You're texting the person who we know is your mother.
No,
we got a new number for the father.
Okay,
yeah,
the new number.
Who says, oh no, the security number for that door is Charlie.
Okay.
Charlie's birthday.
All right, and then I send over to you guys. 0712 is the code to get in to the room.
That's not enough numbers.
Right. Numbers.
But you also need a year. And it's 0715.
He'd be 15.
0071525. It would be 07. No.
That would be... sorry. Anthony is 07.
Yes.
She's 09. Charlie would be 11.
Yeah, 11.
So 7-15-11.
07-15-11. And then it goes beep beep and it opens.
All right. So fresh stealth rolls.
Please.
I got a 16 total for 8 plus 8.
9 plus...
Yeah, Colin, we're about the same on stealth.
7 is 16.
So low's a 16?
Hey, 16 crew.
We're both 16s.
Like I said, the low's a 16. That's what I give a shit about. Let's roll perception for yo mama.
Yo mama?
You are lucky that she is not a wisdom-based person.
Yeah.
A 14 failed. A 14 does not find you.
Oh, thank God.
15. Find us? 15. From across the way?
15, find them.
15 doesn't hear you. You enter into a pretty sparsely furnished penthouse suite. It is very... It's nice, but it's sparsely furnished. There's a nice couch and like a TV that's set up with a sound system, and there's a coffee table that looks like it's been eaten at a lot because there's like bowls and stuff on it. Looks like this is where your dad's spending a lot of his time.
Mm-hmm. Text your dad. Where is Anthony and Charlie's current locations?
I had a wonderful idea.
I'd like to hear your wonderful idea, please.
I'm going to send a message to Grandpa.
You got a lot of explaining to do.
How far are you from this
stacks.
Address?
The stacks. What number is good for you?
7.
Bang on. He says, I'm just down at the... I'm just down the road at, he gives you a restaurant name that's, like, literally, like, a block down the road.
Oh. I think you might be interested in who we're about to find.
I'm listening. I am at lunch with a nice lady.
Yeah, we're about to meet a rather mean lady that I think you're familiar with.
Armando, I need you to...
Boom Saint.
His voice goes from, like, his usual, like, jovial to, give me the details.
Yes! And I'm, like, playing this for them, too, if I can. Like,
you can.
You know, it's like, you guys hear what I'm hearing as I'm talking to him.
Give me the details.
Penthouse, this address, she is most likely here.
Is there a balcony?
In the apartment?
Yes.
I'll be there in 5 seconds.
I'll see you in 30 seconds.
Bright Force and I are across the street. The other two are inside.
If you see a El Combustion shaped missile coming from the ground, don't jump at it.
Yeah. So, we have backup.
Good.
Vested backup.
Okay. And then I text my dad and say, where's Charlie and Anthony?
And Tucker.
Tucker, Anthony, and Charlie.
As far as I know, they're still at home.
I text Charlie. Like, where are you?
After, like, I don't know, after, like, a minute or so, you're gonna get a response. Oh, Mom took us downtown to this new apartment.
Guys.
Oh.
She has my brothers.
The second I see El Combustion, I bring him in on the mind link.
Armando?
Yes. Hi. I developed a new power.
I don't remember what grandson is. I used to know it, but I literally looked it up for this.
Good thing I have Google.
What's Spanish for grandson?
I'm looking it up. Nieto.
Nieto?
Yeah.
Nieto.
Is it N-I-E?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yes, it is.
Niño is little.
Nieto.
So, Nieto.
Nieto. What? Is this is you?
Yes. This is a new development power that I picked up.
Interesting. You've been talking to that stupid wee. You've been talking to Miss Cece.
She can hear you, by the way.
Hi, Cece.
So can the rest of my team.
Hi, Grandpa. Oh, shit. Oh, nice, Cece. Oh, do you really like... Never mind. Where are we here? Where is she?
She's
she has my brothers.
She's on the penthouse floor, and she has both of Bright Force's brothers.
And dog.
And their dog.
Why? She doesn't take hostages.
They're apparently my siblings as well.
He stops.
You have more grandkids.
He redirects from launching himself at the other building to land next to you.
Hi, Grandpa.
He looks at you.
Hi.
He gives you knuckles.
Yeah.
She got the muscles. I didn't.
Okay.
She also has an explosive based power.
That she does.
I need to have a sidebar with Natalie for a second.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
So when you look at El Combustion, Bright Force, you're going to see vestiges of yourself. You see your build. He's squat. He's strong. You see that love of, like, the love of a fight just, like, radiating off him like the sun. Mm-hmm. And you see that childlike joy you have when things go right and when you're helping people. It's all there. Yeah. It's all that. Those things are like, it's nothing like my parents. Then I'm nothing like them. It all clicks. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. You're like your grandfather, not like your mom.
Yeah.
And you get this, you're going to get a feeling like an eruption of I don't want to say love, but just you're going to feel a wave of emotion streak to you towards from you're going to feel a wave of emotion streak to you from him, and it's just a wave of acceptance and love, and it feels like a warm hug, even though he's not hugging you.
I go and I hug him.
He returns the hug, and
strength.
You're not worried about it with him.
No, I'm going to though. But I'm trying to squeeze him really hard.
You can't.
You can't. Okay, never mind.
He's that thick. And he whispers in your ear. This is verbal. He says, "I'm glad it was you. It'll make sense later." All right. All right, guys, you can come back.
So, do I get inspiration for this call?
For what call?
Calling in El Combustion. No.
That's just, you get the benefit of him being there to fucking bail your asses out of the fire.
Yeah. All
right.
We hug, by the way. Yeah.
So you see that they're hugging. He gives her a big hug. Like, you know how he hugs you and almost breaks you?
Yeah.
He does that
to her, but she doesn't break. Yeah.
Oh, it's like in Sky High, remember how they hug?
Yes.
When he gets his strength? It's like that.
Okay.
I'm strong.
So, he comes in, he says, I don't know what a granddaughter is called in Spanish either, but, Colin, you got me?
Nita.
I want to say it's Nieta.
Yes.
Nieta. He says, Nieta.
Yeah.
You're coming to dinner tonight.
I would love that.
Best damn food you'd ever had.
Yes.
Don't hold the name of the restaurant against her. It's not her fault that she's got the same name as that bitch.
Fair.
Your uncle married a lady named Maria.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very common name.
That it is.
Yes.
So, you have El Combustion, who's like, I'm so ready.
Yeah!
He says, watch this. He says, are we ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's flash back to inside team. Inside team.
We're holding position. What is he seen in there? What do we see in there first?
Yeah, so it's a pretty sparsely, it's a pretty sparsely furnished apartment. There's a table, there's chairs. There's like a coffee table and a nice big couch, fit for a family. There's a very nice TV as well as like a sound system. And then you see that there's like a, you see what looks like a dog bowl put down in the kitchen. And then you do hear talking coming from the back down a hallway.
Can I do a perception test to try and listen in on it?
Absolutely.
Or pick up what I can.
Great. 11 plus 1 is 12 on my perception.
You can't really make up more than...
Hey, that's about me. I got a 4 plus 7 for an 11.
Fucking hey! No, you got nothing.
Even the observant one.
What the heck?
Yeah, no.
I'm only passively observant.
Oh, we're the best team to go inside because we roll really high.
Fucking potato.
Okay, so what's your perception?
We haven't been detected yet, have we?
No, you have. Okay, well, okay, all right. I'm joking. It's fine.
Yeah. So, and you see that there is. It looks like a local pizza. There's a local pizza place whose name is Stromboli's Pizza. Yeah, on the counter. It looks like they got like breakfast. They got like lunch pizzas.
What's the difference between a lunch pizza and a dinner pizza?
The size.
No.
You can get a deal at lunchtime. You can get like a drink and a pizza, or dinner. You have to buy the drink separately.
Okay.
Like, you know, the lunch deals.
Yeah,
sure.
Because we're looking at the receipts and checking
for $7, you get a buffet. It's great.
I know, but if you see a 2-liter,
back to the story at hand.
Yeah, so that's what you see. It's beautiful, like wooden floors in here, and there's a patio door that is, you know, kind of off to the middle. Like, it looks like where you're supposed to put a dining table. There's not one there, but you guys could go walk over and open the door if you'd like.
To the balcony.
Yeah.
I think we're about to initiate the stuff. So, yeah. You ready? I'm just because we were mentally in communication, so.
That is the best is part of this place fucking tower.
In this apartment I could tuck away in so that when they dash out of the room, they're all in, I could flank them? Something like that?
So, okay.
Like a couch?
Well, there is a couch, yes. Fridge. And there's a fridge, but it's tucked into an alcove. You could hide, like, up on the counter beside the fridge if you want. Like, you'd be tucking in a corner. I'd give you a chance at hiding there.
Oh, yeah, behind a counter? Yeah.
You know, you'd have to be like up. You'd have to be up on the counter, like back away, you know. But with the counters are deep enough, you could fit there. You're also a skinny bastard, so.
You both hear Red Force go. If you hurt my dog, I will hurt you.
You know, I'm not. Let's not risk that. I'll have to run past the door, right? And they have a chance of seeing me.
To go open the other door.
To go hide in that alcove.
No, you could do it pretty much. With almost no chance of being seen, because where you hear the noise coming from is like, so if you imagine you're coming into like a door that opens up, and on the wall to your right there's a TV, and then it ends in like a glass wall with a little ways down there's a entranceway to a patio. There's also, it looks like actually they could fold all those panels up and that can be a massive open area, but the main entrance is over to the left a little bit more. If to your left is the kitchen, directly to your left from the entrance, it's like the door is set, just a very small wall, it's just the door, and then the kitchen is there. Mm-hmm. You could just slip into that, no problem. There's a pretty huge island with nice kitchen appliances in there, and then to the left after the kitchen there's like a hallway that leads down towards where you assume the bedrooms are. That's where you hear the noise coming from. So if you're gonna go,
I want to hide so that to the left, so in a way that if someone were to come out of that hallway, they wouldn't see me.
Anywhere in the kitchen would be fine.
Yeah, somewhere in the kitchen where they won't be able to see me if they're looking.
Perfect. But if you're gonna go towards the balcony opening, you will be in full view of anyone in the hallway.
Yeah, not going to the balcony. Mm-hmm. All right, makes sense.
We'll wait for them to get there, and if they can't get in themselves, one of us will have to run over there.
Okay.
So I will also attempt to hide.
You can do so.
She's gonna hear us coming. She has the same powers that we do. She's going to hear us jumping.
And that's our distraction. We can flank easily then.
All right. Ready?
Ready?
Ready? Ready? Damon?
Yep, Bedlam. Ready.
I'm so ready.
Yeah!
He said, would you like me to carry you, both of you, or would you like to just do it yourself?
I
think we got this.
I have a theory.
I have a theory.
If I fall, you need to come catch me.
Gatineta.
Jump.
I'm casting it. On.
It triples your jump distance.
She goes, I don't think you need that. I don't think I need that.
Well, I'm casting it on myself, and I can cast it on someone else. So.
Oh, is it multiple targets?
No. Twin. I can cast it multiple times.
I know. But she says, I don't need that.
Okay.
And then I... Do it.
All right, roll me a power check, please.
Jeez, it's okay.
I mean, I can twin it.
16 plus 6 is 22.
Yeah, you're golden. So as you run and jump, your natural jump gets you almost the way there, and then you just unleash a fucking glitter cone like no other of them behind you. And it boosts you forward an additional 10 feet, mm-hmm. and you land... perfectly on the balcony.
And everybody else just hears over the team comms. How did I not see that? How did I not see that we were related?
And then you just...
He does the boom jump.
You just see me on the other side just going like... And you definitely feel like you could hear me being like, yeah, I did it! I did it!
Your grandfather doesn't even like use a boom jump. He just jumps.
Yeah. He's
like,
no, I could do this in my sleep.
Yeah,
fucking like run, jump. He's like, I'm very strong.
Yes,
and Lance.
Yes, he is.
And he claps you. He says, Nieto, pat you on the shoulders. Let's do this.
Yes.
I turn on my game face. Oh. It lasts for an hour.
So. I know, but
I'm going to go to the door and attempt
how many weapons?
To,
I am only queuing up my legs right now.
Roll a d4.
D6.
D6 now? Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Three.
Take 3 lightning damage.
I am going to get out my tools and open the door. Assuming it's not. Assuming it's
not locked.
It's not locked. Awesome. It's open.
It's on the third. What?
25th? In a world filled with superpowers. You're right. No,
it's definitely locked. it's just a bar. It's like, you know.
Oh, it's just a bar. So it's like, okay, I get that in it. Tink.
Exactly.
All right.
It isn't in the high security district.
By the way, you guys here, get my siblings and the dog out first before we try to fight her.
Well, she probably heard us coming.
You can see us hiding in the kitchen, clearly, through the windows.
You hear clapping coming from down the hallway as you guys look, as the outside team looks down the hallway and sees a woman, and I believe I had Mike just give me a description of Boom Saint's outfit. Boom Saint walks down the hallway, gently clapping, as dressed in her all crimson and black suit. Crimson around the hands and just a black dark, there's a darkness that leads out towards it. And she says, "I was waiting for you to arrive."
Oh.
And you see her hands are vibrating with what you know is like your grandfather's concussive touch. She's doing the same thing.
Yeah. That's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, you brought the old man. Well, that puts a damper on my plans.
Well, I thought a family reunion would be,
Out
loud, I will say, I thought a family reunion would be fitting.
Oh, you're the mistake.
I get that a lot.
And she, like, dead ass. And she says, she looks and she says, "Why don't you look so familiar, girl?" And she's going to roll insight on you. Do you say anything or do you just let her roll?
No, she's like frozen in fear.
I'm going to roll with advantage then.
Shake it off.
I'm going to shake it off.
Weasel is saying this as we're, you know.
With a 15. Lunatic?
I told you to never call me that again. How dare you? And then she is about to go if you don't stop her.
And with that, I think it's time to end.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
How dare you?
You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. If you'd like more Riverside City stories, you can find the Riverside City Capes and Cowls on Amazon. I wrote it, and it's set in the same world as this. You'll follow Kat and Theo in their adventures through becoming young capes. You'll get a little more background on this world. I'm currently working on book 2. What you got, Colin?
Yeah, I usually don't have a social media, so nothing this week.
All right, we've got what, Rob? What you got?
You can follow me on Twitter at RSCPodRob. And I'll talk at you guys next time.
Mike, what you got?
You can find me on Twitter at rscpod.mike. And have a good one.
Natalie, wrap it up.
I want to shout out my one friend, Sydney. Hi, Sydney. I hope you're listening. Just wanted to say you're the best. Okay. Bye.
Bye, everybody.